I want to welcome every one of us into the presence of the Lord this morning. If you don't mind, who can remind us what's our theme for this month? October is our month of walking in the Spirit. Amen. Please tell your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
It is time for you to begin to walk in the Spirit. Today, we're going to continue. Last Sunday, we started talking about the Holy Spirit. And we talked about the person of the Holy Spirit, the personality of the Holy Spirit. Today, we're going to continue. We're going to talk about the ministry, the office of the Holy Spirit, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Father, in Jesus' name. Once again, Lord, by your Spirit, speak to us.
Amen.
By your Spirit, open our heart.
Amen.
By your Spirit, let your word that runs very quickly go through our hearts.
Amen.
Open us to your mandate.
Amen.
And to your will.
Amen.
Let there be illumination.
Amen.
Let there be revelation.
Amen.
And understanding.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, we are praying.
Amen.
The ministry of the Holy Spirit. Let's read the scripture. John chapter 16. We're going to read from verse 7 to verse 14 very quickly. John chapter 16, from verse 7 to verse 14. The ministry of the Holy Spirit. The assignment of the Holy Spirit. Nevertheless, now this is Jesus talking to the disciples. I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Verse 9, of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Amen.
Amen.
I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, is come, he will do what? He will guide you into all truth. How many truths?
All.
For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Verse 14, which will be the last one. And he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The ministry of the Holy Spirit, the assignment, the office of the Holy Spirit. Now, last Sunday, we talked about the fact that the Holy Spirit is not a junior God. It's not a semi-God. Amen. The Holy Spirit is who? Is God. Praise God. Number two, I also said the Holy Spirit is who? Amen. I want to see how many of us are actually taking notes. The Holy Spirit is the eternal presence of God. In who?
Amen.
Let me break this down again. You see, for every one of us, when you accept Jesus Christ into your life, amen, what do you have in you? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy. Amen. But who, where is Jesus right now? Amen. You know, we are learning, so don't be shy. Someone says at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. Praise God. But what did he say he will do? He will not leave us empty. I am going to send you the promise of the Father. And that is who? That he will do what? Dwell, abide with us forever.
Forever.
Praise God. The eternal presence of God in man. Are we together, church? I want us to have this understanding, because when you understand the person of the Holy Spirit, your life can never remain the same. Amen. And I also said the Holy Spirit is the voice of God unto man. When God speaks, most of the time he speaks through his Spirit. The Holy Spirit is also the author, the originator of the scripture. Amen. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are what? And they are life. And I also said the Holy Spirit is the custodian, the administrator of spiritual gifts and anointing. Praise God. But let's look at the function, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Now, from where we read, I want us to know that the Holy Spirit, amen, has a ministry, not only to the body of Christ, not only to Christians, but his ministry is actually to the whole world. Amen. His ministry is to everyone in the world, created in the image and in the likeness of God. Praise God. In the book of John chapter 17, from verse 2 and verse 3, John chapter 17, from verse 2 and verse 3, the Bible says there, John chapter 17, from verse 2, John 17, from verse 2. Now, this was Jesus talking about the fact that every of his word, he says, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give what? To how many? As many as thou hast given him. Look at verse 3. And this is life eternal, that they may do what? The only true God and Jesus that he has sent. When you have Jesus in your life, you have eternal life. Amen. And eternal life through Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, is what caused you to continue to look forward towards the coming of Christ. If not for the blood of Jesus that was shed, we will have been all men most miserable, because there will be no hope. But in Christ Jesus, we have hope, knowing that there is what? Eternal life. But when you look at this life, you know, when the Bible says in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that it is only those who believe in him that will have eternal life. The process of believing in God, that's the first ministry of the Holy Spirit that I will call conviction. Amen. Please write it down. Tell your neighbor, conviction. Conviction. If you go back to our text, John chapter 16, verse 8, the assignment of the Holy Spirit, the first assignment is conviction. Praise God. Now, this is not only to the believer, but also to who? To the unbeliever. The Bible says here, when he, the Holy Spirit, from verse 7, Jesus told the disciples, it is expedient for me to go, because if I don't go, I will not be able to send the promise of the Father. But when he, the Holy Spirit, is come, he will what? Reprove the world, not the church. The who? The world. The unbeliever. Everyone who has not believed, he will reprove them of what? Of sin. The conviction of sin is the first assignment of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. When the Bible says in Titus chapter 2 verse 11, Titus chapter 2 verse 11, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to how many? All men. When that grace comes upon a life, it makes salvation possible. Now, let's look at it this way. It is the conviction of the Holy Spirit that will lead somebody to repent of their sin, for them to confess their sin and accept Jesus into their life as their Lord and Savior. Praise God. If I ask some of us, How did you give your life to Christ? You will tell me, Pastor, I don't even know. Why? Because the Bible says the heart of man is evil continually. When the power of the Holy Spirit convicts you of sin, the same thing that you have been saying, these church people, I don't even know what is wrong with them. How many of us have said that before? That something is wrong with that person. Why is it church? But when the Holy Spirit now convicts you, you will now start to do the same thing. Praise God. Someone say conviction. It is the assignment of the Holy Spirit to convict men of sin. Amen. Let's look at it this way. In the book of Acts chapter 2, from verse 37, when the disciples were gathered with one accord and the Holy Spirit came on them, the same Peter who denied Jesus before a small gate said, I don't know him. I swear, I don't know him. When the Holy Spirit came on him, he stood and preached the gospel. And the Bible says, when they had the word, they were what? Pricked in their heart. What pricked their hearts? The Holy Spirit. Praise God. And they now said to the same Peter and to the rest of the apostles, what shall we do? How can we know this Jesus? Conviction. Someone says conviction. Conviction. When he, the Holy Spirit, is come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. When you are convicted of your sin, that's when you can repent. When a sinner has not been convicted, they will only be remorseful, not repent. If you look at verse 9, of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. He said of sin, because they believe not on me. It is the assignment of the Holy Spirit. He says, he that believe, they are the ones that will be what? Saved. Whoever does not believe will not be saved. But when the Holy Spirit comes, he says, our assignment is just to go and preach the gospel. The assignment for us is to preach the gospel. It is the assignment of the Holy Spirit that will convict men. The ministry of the Holy Spirit. That's to the unbeliever. Now to us as believers. You see, the moment you now give your life to Christ, you are now a Christian. You see, it says it will convict us of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Amen. If you look at verse 10, go to verse 10. As a Christian, now that you know you are born again, of righteousness, he said, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of righteousness. When you give your life to Christ, you now know that you need to live a righteous life. The moment there is sin in your heart, what will happen? There will be the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Now, this conviction is not unto salvation because you're already saved. But it's telling you, that is not right. That is not correct. Some people will refer to it as conscience. But I'm telling you, it is the Holy Spirit. In the book of Romans chapter 8, from verse 1 and verse 2. Romans chapter 8. The book of Romans chapter 8. The Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are, who does what? After the flesh. But the things of the flesh that you used to do and does not, you are not bothered. All of a sudden, you are now what? You are now conscious of the fact that I am a new person in Christ. I cannot do this anymore. The Holy Spirit convicts and is still convicting today. In verse 2, it is only those who walk in the Spirit. He said, for the law, there is the law of the Spirit of life. In who? In Christ Jesus. It is that law that has made us free from the law of sin and death. When we were sinners, the things that does not matter, that does not make sense, we are not bothered. But when the Holy Spirit is in the life of a believer, it will convict. Praise God. The ministry of the Holy Spirit. Conviction. Let's move on. Number two is what I will call teaching, guidance, and direction. Amen. Teaching, guidance, and direction. We're talking about the ministry, the assignments, the office of the Holy Spirit. Teaching, guidance, and direction. In the book of John, chapter 14, from verse 26. John chapter 14, from verse 26. Now, this was Jesus telling the disciples. He said, but the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will do what? In my name. He shall what? How many? All things, not some, not few. The moment you give your life to Christ, you need the help of the Holy Spirit to teach you all things. We have certain areas of our life that we assume, we thought we know everything. Tell your neighbor, you need the help of the Holy Spirit. It will teach you all things. When you are taught and you are faced with scenarios and you don't know what to do, what will happen again? It will bring all things to your remembrance. The things that he has said to you before. The Holy Spirit will teach you all things and will bring all things to your remembrance. Amen. If you go back to the book of John chapter 16 from verse 12 now. John chapter 16 from verse 12. Jesus said here, when he was talking to the disciples, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you can't bear them. Do you know why? He said, now, you can't understand it. Why? Because with the natural mind, you will not be able to understand. Now, verse 13, he says, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will do what? Let's hold on here. Last Sunday, I remember saying there is difference between guidance and direction. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. The word of God is truth, correct? But you know that even the word of God, everything written in the word of God, it is not everything that you can take on the face value without the help of the Holy Spirit to interpret it. Because this word can kill you. The word is the letter. That's why the Bible said the letter killeth. It is the Spirit that gives life. It is the Holy Spirit that will shed light on the word that will cause you to receive life. Is it not the same word, the same Bible, that some people will preach to you and you'll begin to scratch your head? Where did they get all this from? That's the letter. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you. There is the guidance from the Lord. When God asks you to go and do something, he's not going to leave you by yourself. He will guide you. Now, guidance, I explained it that it means the Holy Spirit will hold your hand and begin to walk with you step by step by step by step. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. The need for guidance in the church is important so that the church will not be in error. I remember in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 1 to verse 6, talking about what happened in the wilderness. It says, I don't want you to be ignorant of how our fathers were under the cloud. They passed through the sea, verse 2. It was talking about the experience in the wilderness. They were baptized unto who? In the cloud and in the sea. Verse 3. They ate the same spiritual meat. They drank the same spiritual drink. They drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was who? Look at verse 5. It says, but with many of them, God was not pleased. They were overthrown. They perished. They died in the wilderness. Now look at verse 6. Why did they die? Why did they perish? It says, all these things were example to the intent that we should not do what? As they, did you see why they perished in the wilderness? They died because they lusted after evil things. When he, the Holy Spirit, is come, he will teach you all things. It is not all doors. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord said I should tell someone, Malita Bresu Katalia, I will grant you an open door. Let's rise up. We're going to take this prayer. He said, but you need the spirit of discernment. You need what? The spirit of discernment. Now, let me explain. He said, because it is not all doors that are from me. Do you know that the prison also has a door? You're going to pray and say, Father, grant me the spirit of discernment to be able to know my open door in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. I receive the spirit of discernment. Holy Spirit, I receive the spirit of discernment. Oh, for that open door that is coming, that I will not miss your visitation. That I will not miss that visitation. I receive the spirit of discernment to know what is your mandate, your purpose, your plan, and your will for my life. In Jesus' name, we are praying. The Lord bless you. You can have your seat. We're talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And we said the Holy Spirit has the first assignment of conviction. Number two, teaching, guidance, and direction. When the Holy Spirit is the one guiding you, he will lead you step by step by step. Amen. For direction, you remember in the book of Numbers 11:25, when the Lord took of his spirit from Moses, amen, and released it upon 70 of the elders. The Bible says they began to prophesy. Now, you know, when the Bible talks about prophecy in the Old Testament, those prophecies, what do they always do? They will write them down. Amen. That's what becomes the Torah, the law. Praise God. Now, who is the author? Remember last Sunday I said the Holy Spirit is who? The author of the script. Who? What came on them that caused them to prophesy? The Holy Spirit. But by the time they start to document, now remember also, Christ has not come. But then the Holy Spirit will come on them, rest on them, and they will what? Will prophesy. When they now put down the Torah, they now began to teach the Torah without the help of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And when God now says, I am going to take you to the promised land, there is a land that they are going to. This is the way to that promised land. The glory of the Lord went ahead of them. The presence of the Lord was with them in the journey. But the Bible says with many of them, God was not pleased because they lost it. What are the things that they lost? They start to complain. We don't even know where this Moses is taking us to. We don't even know what this Moses, despite all the things that God did for them in Egypt and even crossing the Red Sea. Yet, they says, no, this Moses doesn't have a sense of direction. In fact, let's choose a captain that will take us back to Egypt. The Holy Spirit will teach you, will guide you, and will direct you. Praise God. The psalmist says in Psalm 90, verse 12. The book of Psalm, chapter 90, verse 12. It's important for us, brethren, to understand the assignment of the Holy Spirit. He said, it is the Holy Spirit that will teach us to number our days. Now listen, when you are numbering your days, why must you number it? He said that you may apply your heart unto what? The Holy Spirit is the wisdom of God. When it teaches you to number your days, it will help you to become wise. Let's move on. Number three. Number one, I said the Holy Spirit's first assignment is conviction. Will convict men, sinners and believers alike, of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Number two, will teach, guide, and direct. Number three, renewal and transformation. The ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is responsible for the renewal of the mind of a believer and transformation. Let me explain this. You see, when you allow the Holy Spirit to teach you, to guide you, amen, it will now begin to work on our hearts. Remember, the heart of man is desperately wicked and full of evil. The Holy Spirit will begin to work on that heart. And suddenly, all the old and sinful desires, you will gradually discover that you are no longer attracted to them. Praise God. In the book of Romans chapter 12, from verse 1, I believe we read it earlier, Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, when you present your body to Christ, is it this body that God needs to work on? It is the heart, amen, that will connect with the Spirit of God. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. How can you be transformed? By the renewing of your mind. When a mind, when a Christian mind is not renewed, I'm not saying they are not born again. When a Christian mind is not renewed, the things of the Spirit will look strange to them. He said, well, why are they, you know, why did the pastor ask us to do this? Why did they ask us to do that? But when a mind is renewed, it does not matter what the Holy Spirit asks you to do. You will understand that this is an instruction from God. But be transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. Because the Bible says in that, I believe it's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, where it says the natural man. Let's read it. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14. Now, the word, the natural man here, let me ask us again. It says, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit. Who is a natural man? Amen. The old man in us. Some people may think this is unbeliever. No. You see, somebody who is not born again is not the natural man. That's the carnal man. Amen. But the natural man, when someone who is now a Christian and their mind has not been transformed, the Bible is saying they are natural. They have not allowed the spiritual to be activated. You see, one of the things that the Holy Spirit helps us to do when he began to teach us is to activate our spiritual senses, to begin to know the things of God, to begin to get the signal when God is speaking to you, when God is ministering to you, when God is opening your eyes to certain things. Your spiritual antenna will be what? Will be tuned. Our spiritual senses will be activated. But for a natural man, the Bible says they will not receive the things of the Spirit. It will be foolishness to them. It says neither can they do them, because they are what? They are still spiritually discerned. They have not had the understanding of the Spirit. Albeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, it is the Spirit of truth that will teach you the ways of the Spirit. Remember, I said we are Christians. Hello? But God is a spirit. And so, are we spiritual or physical? We're spiritual beings. And so if you are a spiritual being, the natural mind cannot, I repeat, the natural mind will not be able to understand the things of the spirit. Praise God. Renewal and transformation. When a mind is not trained, if you don't train a child about something, they will not know. It is the Holy Spirit that will now train our mind so that that mind can now what? Can now be regenerated and transformed. Praise God. The Bible says something in the book of John chapter 6. John chapter 6. I believe verse 63. John chapter 6, 63. It is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that does what? That quickeneth, that make alive. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirits and they are life. When you allow the Holy Spirit to transform your heart, your mind, the work of transformation is not a one day. It's not a 1 month. It's not a 1 year. The work of transformation is actually a lifetime. Amen. It's what? But we are, 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we are, with open, cleared, unveiled faces, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. As we continue to behold that glory, he says we are transformed, we are changed in the same image that you are looking at, from glory to glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians. When you continue to behold, the world will continue to change your heart and transform you. Renewal and transformation. Let me give us one more. Praise God. Number one, I said conviction. Number two, teaching and direction. Number three, renewal and... No wonder the psalmist says in the book of Psalm 51 from verse 10, Psalm 51 from verse 10 and 11. I love this man. When you look at most of the men of God in the Old Testament, David and possibly maybe Samuel were people that you can see walk in the Spirit. The psalmist says, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Now look at verse 11. It says, cast me not away from... Take not your Holy Spirit... Remember, the Holy Spirit is who? The eternal presence. The moment you don't have him in your life, that's it. No wonder the Bible calls David a man after who? God's heart. He says, if there is anything, don't cast me away from your presence. Don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Let me give us one more, and then we're going to pray. The Holy Spirit. The ministry of the Holy Spirit. Number four is what I would call the empowerment. Someone says empowerment.
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 I said it last Sunday that the Holy Spirit is the custodian, the administrator of spiritual gifts, of anointing. And you cannot manifest this gift without the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that chooses to reveal his gifts in us and manifest and displays those gifts. You don't see any man of God that will just suddenly come, or any believer, and say, I want to do this now. It doesn't belong to us. Making merchandise of the gospel. But you cannot see someone that is led by the Spirit of God that will begin to do the things of God and will attribute it to themselves. Are we together, beloved? The Holy Spirit is the one that empowers. In the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, time is fast spent. The Bible says there, tarish, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, until you are, it said, but you shall receive power. After what? The Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. Let's stop there. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you will become a witness. Most of us, we look at this as though the Lord is saying, I have to go out and begin to preach. No. Remember, I said it before, that every one of us have a mandate. Your own witness may be in your office. That's where God wants you to be the witness. Your own may be the mantle of a prophet. Yes. Your own may be a politician. When you receive power through the Holy Spirit, that's when you can now fulfill that assignment, that mandate, empowerment. It is the Holy Spirit that chooses to release his gift upon the life of believer as he will. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4. And then we're going to pray. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4. The Bible says here, talking about the Holy Spirit, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Look at verse 7. Diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Verse 7 says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to who? The manifestation is given. Who gives it? The Holy Spirit. You can't just choose, I want to do this now. It is the Holy Spirit that is the administrator. Let's rise up. Let's rise up. And we're going to take a word of prayer. Go down to verse 8. You see, when the Holy Spirit comes upon a man, the manifestation, he says, for to one, he can give you the spirit of what? The word of wisdom. To another, word of knowledge by the same Spirit. I want you to pray and just talk to God. Go ahead and talk to God. I need the help of your Spirit. As a Christian, I cannot navigate the journey of life. Beloved, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, it is something that every believer cannot do without. That's why the Bible says, Jesus told us, if I don't go, you will not come. But when I go, I will send you the promise of the Father. If you have not given your life to Christ, you need to come to Jesus and allow him to be the Lord of your life. But if you have given your life to him, you cannot live a successful Christian life without the help of the Holy Spirit. Why don't you go ahead and talk to God? The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, it is through the help of the Holy Spirit that we can do certain things in life. It is the Spirit that helps our infirmity, our insufficiency, our weakness. We don't know what we should pray, what we should say. He said, but the Spirit is what will help us, will make intercession for us. Oh, la katarie braduskali mashalande bragatoskenderia. Ask the Holy Spirit to come and help you, to fill you afresh and anew, to empower and to enable you. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Father, in Jesus' name, we just want to thank you this morning, Lord. Thank you for the gift of your Spirit. Thank you for your church. Thank you for your people. Thank you for every one of us. I pray, is there anyone, Lord, hearing this word that is not born again, that is saying, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Lord, by your Spirit, let there be conviction unto salvation in the name of Jesus. And for every one of us who have given our life to you, Father, we are asking for the help of the Holy Spirit. We are asking for the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our life, in our daily walk with you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Manifest, oh God, the presence of your Spirit through us. And let only your name be glorified. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' name, we are praying.
Amen.
Before we take our seat, the Lord said I should tell someone. He says, I'm sending you the gift of men.
Amen.
To help you.
Amen.
There is the gift of men as helpers. That man has four friends that helped him and took him to Jesus. The Lord said, I should tell you, I am sending you the gift of men.
Amen.
To help you.
Amen.
And so shall it be unto you.
Amen.
Go ahead and celebrate.